Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mambo number 5.
Oh, a 90s prom is not a 90s prom unless Mr. Lou Bega is there. John Senning with the 90s prom playlist.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Everybody in the car, so come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice, but I really don't wanna be a buzz like I had last week. I must stay deep, cause talk is cheap. I like Angela, Pamela, Sandra, and Rita. And as I continue, you know they're getting sweeter. So what can I do? I really bag you, my lord. To me, flirting is just like a sport.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Game 7 tonight of the Stanley Cup Final.
Oh, go Bulls!
I am so excited to see, hopefully. I mean, just the idea of Boston losing brings me so much joy that, like, I'll be locked in.
I'm watching, but I fully expect the Bruins to win.
It's. I don't know. I mean...
I don't want them to win, but I fully expect them to win. They are a great hockey team, and the Blues are scrappy. But the fact that they're both playing and we're not... 99 days till preseason hockey starts.
Oh, that's exciting.
That doesn't sound too...
I was down at Amelie today. It was buzzing.
What were you doing down there?
I was getting some autograph stuff for the silent auction at the prom, and it felt weird to be back down there.
Yeah.
It felt weird to be there knowing that they're playing hockey elsewhere.
Yeah, we've said it time and time again, but it is the feeling that there is still hockey going on, and that hypothetically could have been us, is just...
Sucks.
You guys want to pretend that the Bolts are playing tonight?
Yeah, which one are they? Are they the Blues?
They're just whoever wins. Like, we all get together and
we throw a parade. And
the Bolts! Yeah. Go Bolts! Oh, it hurts so bad.
It's, you know, and we can say that it doesn't matter. Like, losing's losing. But the way that it happened will forever hurt more than it could have.
We didn't even win a game.
No.
I think winning games sometimes is overrated.
Well, look, if you're going to lose 4-3, that's going to rip your heart out. At least a 4-0 sweep, you get it all over early.
You know you never had a chance.
Right. Like, if you ask me if you know you're going to lose a series, right, would you rather lose 4-3 and go through all of that excitement of a game 7 only to have it snuffed out? Or would you rather just rip the Band-Aid off and have us lose 4-0? I'd rather take the sweep.
I would personally have the hard-fought, loss, because the fact of the matter is it then becomes tougher and harder to look forward. You know what I mean? Like, next year's a new year, but it's just harder for me to look forward knowing how badly we got beat. Because at that point, you're a goal away. Whatever
right.
happens in that game 7, it comes down to 2 goals. That
right.
We can't say that about what happened to us.
We got
beat down.
Now, I'm having a hard time even really getting excited about the regular season, because our regular season looked so good. So I know that no matter how much hope I have this regular season, that when we get to the playoffs, it's a different animal, and I don't know that this team as is constructed for a playoff victory. I don't know anything about hockey GMing, but I do know that the guys that we had on the ice either weren't ready or were severely outmatched by the Columbus Blue Jackets.
Maybe this is just a tough lesson that Tampa had to learn. You know, as we become more of a hockey town, maybe we weren't fully grasping, the difference between regular season and postseason.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, we went into it talking about it like it was a for sure thing that we would be, you know, we would be a part of this
Wait,
run.
Wait, it's our fault now?
No, it's not our fault.
Tampa Wake Cup to jinx.
I'm just saying this season will help us better understand the drastic difference between regular season and postseason.
I agree with that, because I just thought our momentum was going to keep rolling on into the playoffs. I thought, oh, we kicked everybody's ass in the regular season. Let's just keep the ass kicking going. And it turned out that we lost game 1. We lost game 2, 3, and 4. That still hurts.
Yeah.
We do.
Got the Stomping Grounds pay-per-view coming up. That should be pretty good.
Okay. And game 6 of the NBA Finals, I think, is tomorrow night.
Man, they really space these series out, don't they?
Yeah, they do. And then before we know it, it'll be time for training camp, and then NFL will be back.
Oh, yeah, Hard Knocks.
Hard Knocks with the
Raiders.
That's pretty exciting.
That will be good. Hey, let's get to John's joints, all right? We do it every day. Well, let's take this call, because he probably wants to talk about the Lightning and how it's our fault. Go ahead, Drew Graba Live, real quick.
Oh,
It's Patty.
Okay, bye. John's Joints works like this. See, I'm not Patty friendly, everybody. John's Joints works like this. John reads some news stories. I play lullaby versions of popular songs underneath them. You identify them after answering a question about John's Joints, and you get fantastic cats and prizes.
Let's light up another one.
Let's light up another one. It's John's Joints. Only on 102.5 The Bone.
The Impossible Burger, every week it seems like a new story. They continue to take over the world, you know, one establishment at a time. I think probably the biggest, most mainstream place where you can get an Impossible Burger now is Burger King. Mm. And, you know, people order Impossible Burgers and veggie burgers for many different reasons.
Can you get them at all Burger Kings now?
No, not yet. You will... Yes, not yet. Okay. It could be ethical, dietary, religious, many different reasons why people don't eat meat. That's what makes this story even more disturbing than it is. The Burger King at 736 Broadway in Brooklyn for at least 3 to 4 weeks, the time frame is somewhat iffy, has been filling seamless delivery orders. I guess seamless is a big like food delivery, like an Uber Eats thing up there. Has been filling seamless delivery orders for Impossible Whoppers with regular Whoppers.
Oh, no.
They are not available in every single location, and the Seamless app had the Impossible Burger Whopper featured on their menu, and Burger King filled them and supposedly was telling the drivers when they came to pick it up, let them know it's not actually an Impossible Burger, but according to many, many people who ordered the Impossible Burger, they were never told anything by a driver, and the reports that are coming out is that the manager gives no F's and that he doesn't understand the big deal at all. So Burger King has apologized. They've released a statement saying anybody who ordered an Impossible Burger through Seamless during this time from this location, please call this number. But
Can you imagine, like, you keep veganism, and especially in Brooklyn, there's a lot of them up there, trust me. They think they're eating a meat substitute, and they bite in. They go, oh, so delicious, so close to meat.
Well, and that's the thing, is it makes it even worse because they're basing this on it tastes so much like meat. I mean, that's the thing. So you eat this burger, and you go, oh, my God, this really tastes like beef.
And it was.
It's very sad. What would you do, Seth?
I mean, after I got done throwing up, I would sue for sure.
Like weeks later, you find out.
Oh, there'd be a class action lawsuit.
And I'm quite possible that could very well
happen. There will be.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, real quick before you go to the next one, would you guys have done anything? You know that Vietnamese restaurant that I really like on Waters near you?
Oh, yeah. It was great. I used to live right there. Great.
Yeah. So I placed a to-go order. They told me it would be about 15 minutes. I showed up in 5. I waited there for 45 minutes. I finally asked. My order had been ready the whole time. They rang me up, didn't tell me my order was ready. It had been ready the entire time.
Yeah, that's...
Is that on me?
I don't know, because I'm psychopathic when I'm picking up orders and I'm watching the kitchen and watching the lady and I'm trying to figure out which one is my order.
Same.
So...
But it never came out because it was sitting there the whole time. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I will say there's a big issue with a quote being at 15, and it came out in less than in around 5.
Right,
so
same.
I would say their quoting is a little off.
I was furious, but there was a language barrier there, so I didn't feel adequately prepared to express my fury.
Did you get any little snacks from that little buffet thing?
I got a couple of steamed pork rolls.
Yeah. Did they hold you over while you waited, or you saved those for later too?
I took them home.
Oh, that's good.
Okay, I'm sorry I brought that up.
No, it's mad about it. You know, in 2019, a lot of people need protecting. A lot of different groups of people need protecting. And it's good to see that the Texas governor, Greg Abbott, has stepped up and is finally protecting somebody who has really been going through some tough times. And
Who's that?
Because he just signed off on a controversial law known as the Save Chick-fil-A Bill. The bill is aimed to prevent the government from taking any unfavorable action against a business due to their contributions to religious organizations. Critics of the bill say it is nothing more than a way to allow discrimination against LGBT people or other minorities. This all stems from the fact that recently San Antonio City Council blocked the opening of an airport Chick-fil-A due to the company's own, you know, the donations that the company has given to companies that oppose same-sex marriage.
I mean, I think cities should be allowed to do whatever. This is a tough one because a business has the right to donate to what they want.
I mean, but if there's two petitions and one of them is bury Chick-fil-A and one of them is save Chick-fil-A, I'm signing the save Chick-fil-A one.
Well, hate gay people.
No, but here's my thought about this. This specifically says Chick-fil-A has come out and said we are not involved with this legislation in any way. You know, what Chick-fil-A has done over the years, I think a lot of people don't fully grasp or maybe don't know. So having right-wing politicians, you know, be in the limelight and coming out there defending them, I think this could actually do more to hurt the general public opinion of Chick-fil-A than help it.
Totally agree.
I think.
Yep.
Uber is about to take things to the next level. Get ready to get on your Uber flight. The ride-sharing company says it's on track to start flying a specially developed all-electric air taxi on a demonstration basis. The timeline is as follows. It's been revealed it will use Australia's second-largest city, Melbourne, as the first international test site for the service, and then they plan to roll it out at the annual Uber Elevate conference by 2020, expected in Los Angeles and Dallas, and nationwide by 2023.
Man, I don't know, dude. Are they going to get the pilots from the same place that they get the drivers? Because if so, I'm not flying with them.
See, that's what I am curious about. It doesn't say anything about the training, but to me, an all-electric air taxi, you're not saying it's a helicopter. You're not saying it's a plane. So are we to believe that people who can drive a car can drive an air taxi?
Why are you so afraid?
Well, I'm not necessarily afraid, but I would say out of all the Uber drivers that I get, 9 out of 10 times, I'm fearing for my life at some point in the ride.
Dude, this is going to be an Uber pilot. This is a whole nother level.
Yeah.
And you're not getting into their, whatever they are, air buggy. You know, it's the company's air buggy.
It's an all-electric air taxi.
Yes, that's what it is.
I might be with John on this one. I don't want to ride around in an electric air taxi.
Yeah, and I know they are offering helicopters in New York City only to and from the airport. So they're definitely starting to dabble in the world of air travel. But an electric air taxi... Like, I need to trust whatever it is if I'm in the air.
Yeah, let's not take air travel for granted. It should be in regular planes by trained pilots.
An air taxi. I'm very, very scared.
No, thank you.
Seth, I'm curious if you've... Well, Drew, even to you, back in the day.
All right.
And when it comes to changing diapers in public, have you ever had any issues with that as a parent or as a dad?
You don't want to have to do it, but every once in a while, you kind of have to do it. I mean, you don't plan for a blowout, but as you know, Seth, sometimes you have a blowout.
Yeah, I'm trying to think where the last one happened was, if it was at work or something. Or if it was, no, nothing too bad. I couldn't handle, like, in a car.
But never any issues, issues specifically with not finding a proper changing area as a man.
No. Oh, they're tough to find.
They're very tough to find.
Yeah.
And that is why Pampers and the Procter & Gamble company are coming out with a program, their new ad campaign. They're partnering with Koala Care. There was a viral video a few weeks back that showed a dad changing his baby's diaper on his knees on the bathroom floor.
Sure.
So Pampers saw that and have started a new initiative with John Legend. And they're starting in Cincinnati, Dallas, and Detroit. And plan over the next few months to put in over 10,000 changing rooms in men's bathrooms. So, it kind of seems like it's something that seems bad, but probably not as big of a deal as you might think it is.
When you can't find a changing room, that can be a bit of a panic moment because you don't want to have to change a number two diaper, especially out there in the general pop.
What's your diaper percentage changing these days, Seth?
It's pretty low. It's pretty low. We're doing potty training now, so...
Is she on pull-ups now?
She was, but then the doctor said those are horrible, so...
Oh.
She said don't do pull-ups anymore.
Oh, no. What's
no bad pull-ups
about
no more? What's wrong?
I think she said don't let her wear... If you're going to put her in those around the house, don't let her wear anything, so... I think that was what she said.
Okay.
But either way, she's still wearing a diaper.
Mm. Yeah, that potty training's no joke, man. That's a lot of angst. I changed a lot of diapers when Xander was in them because my wife worked during the day... And I worked at night, so, man, I'd take him out to the mall, and as soon as you get him there looking all cute in his outfit to attract the other moms, boom, there's a blowout.
That's the thing. When I think of having a kid, I would have to have a signed written agreement with Danielle that I would never be able to change a number two diaper.
You'd be amazed at what you're able to do. It's not that gross when it's your kid.
Dude, that's what I thought, and then sometimes... You know, Phoebe's not home, you know, and you're like, you got to do it. You man up and you do it, John.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I pick up my dog's poop in a plastic bag every morning. So,
right.
I mean, it's not really worse than that.
It is worse than that. You have to, when they're done evacuating, you got to take a moist towelette.
Yeah. And you got to
get all in there.
Yeah.
God forbid you should have a girl because you got, You got contamination to worry about there. I'm sure you worry about that a lot, Seth.
I don't think about it. I just try to get a clean job.
Okay, because with the boy, you just lift up the sack, and then you get the taint all in there.
Okay.
And sometimes he'll go in your face. That'll happen.
My
son still claims that he remembers that, but I don't think he remembers it.
As a baby, he remembers it?
Yeah, he says he remembers distinctly, you know, whizzing in my face.
Wow. Mike Tyson is set to open a 418-acre marijuana resort that sounds like possibly one of the greatest places on earth.
Go on.
After creating Tyson Holistic, which sells weed-related merchandise and premium marijuana strains, Tyson says building the Desert Hot Springs Resort is the next natural step in his transformation from a slugger to a stoner. The Wonderland of Weed, as they're calling it, is expected to feature a luxury hotel, a concert venue, the world's largest lazy river, and Tyson University, where aspiring weed farmers can learn the tricks of the trade. Of course, pot will be sold everywhere, and the patrons will be able to smoke weed anywhere and everywhere that they want on the property.
Can we retrace to world's largest lazy river?
Yes. I mean, you know I'm a lazy river guy.
God, I love a lazy river.
I mean, there's nothing. In that highly motivated river they got out there at
Volcano Bay.
That's one of the funnest places you'll ever be.
That's not a lazy river. That is definitely a highly motivated river where you just drop yourself in and just go shooting around the park.
Mike, do you think it will struggle getting off the ground because it's Mike Tyson?
No, I think the opposite. I think people will go there just because it's Mike Tyson.
Yeah, when I think of Mike Tyson, I don't necessarily think, and I know his image has changed over the years, I don't think like inviting. I mean, I think he had some rape charges.
Yeah.
He said some terrible things. He bit the guy's ear off.
I mean, but you're not going to his house. You know, you're going
to his lazy river.
Just something he's getting behind.
Well, I get that. But I'm just saying, if this was like Snoop's Weedland or like Willie's Wonderland of Weed, I would feel much more apt to be all in on it.
Sure, I get that. But I mean, Mike Tyson might be as good as you're going to get. And if there's the world's largest lazy river, I'm automatically there.
You wouldn't go to OJ's Marijuana Funhouse or Resort and Playland?
I would. No. I'm not cool with the juice, man. I know he's around. I know he hangs around here in these parts, but
yeah,
you know,
he wants a no negative lifestyle. I saw Seth sent out a story over this week. No negativity.
Yeah, this today or some yesterday was the anniversary of killing.
Yeah, look out. So Juice doesn't have time for negativity. You know, I mean, he's trying to live his life, and he don't want it brought up that Ron Goldman and Nicole Brown Simpson, that they met an untimely demise. That's negativity if you bring that up to the Juice. Let him live his life. He was exonerated.
This next story has gone fairly viral over the last 24 hours. A Florida woman has been arrested for grabbing her boyfriend's testicles and squeezing them until they bled. Katie Lee Pitchard of Indian Harbor Beach is being held without bond in connection with the incident. According to the 21-year-old woman's boyfriend, she became enraged during an argument and began punching and scratching his face. Police later confirmed the man had bruises and bleeding from his face and his package. After beating him in the face and neck area, she squeezed his testicles and did not let go until they began to bleed. I mean, there's no coming back from that.
No, there are certain deal breakers, and making my testicles bleed, that's a deal breaker for sure.
I thought pain is pleasure.
Sometimes, but not that kind of pain. Blood is no pleasure.
Blood's the start of the fun.
What's the worst thing that's ever happened to your package?
Not touching that one. Go ahead, Seth. What's the worst thing that's ever happened to your package?
Has anything ever drawn blood? Like, even if it was an accident?
No, it got infected one time. Is that what you're talking about? Yeah, remember I told you it got infected because I used dirty clippers on it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I think it might have been before my time.
No, yeah, it was a long time ago.
So the mound got infected?
No, the boys.
Oh, man, there so was like an open wound on there.
Well, I mean, it was something that didn't heal the right way. Yeah. So, yeah, the doctor, he pinpointed it right away. You know, he just said, hey, listen, you use dirty clippers? I was like, I don't know. I never cleaned them. He said, okay, I see a lot of this. So it was a little infection.
Yeah, well, I've nicked mine with the clippers before, and that bleeds like a stuffed pig scrotum.
Oh, man.
Awful.
I'm sorry that happened to you.
I'm sorry we had to talk about this.
Testes. If politicians were required to follow through on their campaign promises, Joe Biden might have been already elected president in the 2020 election. Tuesday, he promised that if he's elected, that he will cure cancer.
What?
He will cure cancer.
That sounds reasonable.
The high-reaching promise came during a campaign stop in Ottumwa, Iowa, after mentioning the loss of his son, Bo, who died in 2015 from brain cancer. Biden said, I promise If I'm elected president, you're going to see the single most important thing that changes America. We're going to cure cancer. His statement was met with a thunderous applause, and a lot of people are coming out saying this is too far. Like, you can't promise things that are legitimately not something.
Why,
you can.
You know, why are you trying to bury Biden? There's a good story out. He's making promises, John, and you want to make it a bad thing.
Biden has yet to reveal his plan for eradicating cancer. We can only hope that will be coming.
Why
soon.
Give out the plan when other people could steal your plan and present it as their own?
So I think it was Tori Spears on Twitter that asked an interesting question. So if he knows the path to get cancer cured, he won't share it with the country unless he's elected president?
That's right. Look, he don't want Trump getting elected. He wants to cure cancer. Maybe his plan is to turn us all into sharks because sharks don't get cancer.
That is true.
So maybe Biden has a plan once he's elected, if he's elected, to convert us all into sharks, and therefore we'll never get cancer.
What if it ends up having to be like the secret to curing cancer is like shark semen, and we gotta like rub it on all over our body every
done
day.
Done and done. Done. I don't want cancer.
Yeah.
I'd rather have shark, you know what, on me than cancer.
I mean, because I've heard doctors say they believe the cure for cancer lies with the sharks.
Of course.
Because they don't get it. So whatever, we've got to get inside them and figure out why, and then...
I figured it out. You're not going to like it. You know what sharks don't do? Sharks don't sleep. Sleep causes cancer. If you don't sleep, you won't get cancer.
But you could die other ways then, probably.
Sure, yeah, but I mean, you're not going to get cancer. You'd die of sleep deprivation.
Man, this is quite the quandary I'm in right now.
Yeah, yep. What do you want? You want sleep or you want cancer?
I'll take the cancer.
Yeah, me too. I can't go without
sleep. Sleeping's cool. I'm all burnt up.
Let's pick one through six.
Four.
Who are you in the 727?
Hey, this is Will.
Hey, Will, you calling to win John's joints?
Sure am.
What is Uber unveiling, according to John's joints?
They're doing a way to fly like an electric airplane.
Electric Airbus, yes. We will accept that. Electric air taxi. Thank you, John. What was song number one on John's joints today?
I tuned in right at the end, but I think it was Cry Me a River.
He's absolutely correct. Oh. Justin Timberlake, well done. Seth's favorite performer. Song number two.
Song number two is You Can Go Your Own Way.
That is Go Your Own Way by Fleetwood Mac, correct. And song number three.
If Today Was Like Your Last Day.
Choke. No, Figured You Out by Nickelback.
Man.
Figured You Out.
What?
Figured You Out. It was Figured You Out.
What did he even say?
If Today Was Your Last Day, which I don't even know what that is.
It's a real song.
It is a song. But I played this one. I like your pants around your feet. If Today Was Your Last Day, it goes like this. Sorry, sir. Drew Grab Alive, how can we help you?
I was calling for John's joint.
Yes, we already got our loser, if you will. But thank you very much for hanging in there. Thank you for hanging in there. Drew Grab Alive, hello. And everybody's done. No more John's joints, everybody. Good job, John.
Thank you.
727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Hi, were you calling for John's joints?
Yes, sir.
You have any kids?
Yes.
How old?
11.
When he gets about 4 years older, he or she, and wants to play high school football, are you going to allow it?
She's a girl, so probably not.
It's very sexist of you to think that a girl couldn't play high school football. The reason I ask is, we come back. Look, I have thought this way for a while, that if you allow your kid to play high school football, you're not making a great parental choice. Something happened today to reinforce that, and it happened right here in Tampa, and it involves a dead high school kid. Next on Drew Garabo Live. Small business owners, Spectrum Business has just launched a new offer just for you. Their lowest price ever. For a limited time, they're offering blazing fast internet with speed starting at 100 megabits per second and reliable phone, all for only $64.98 a month. That means that Spectrum Business has the fastest starting speed for the price, so it's the perfect time to make the switch. And you know, with Spectrum Business, there are no added phone taxes or hidden fees. So when they say that your business will get fast 100 megabits per second internet plus phone for only $64.98 a month, they mean it. So call Spectrum Business at 855-397-5151 to get blazing fast internet starting at 100 megabits per second plus reliable phone at their lowest price ever, only $64.98 per month. All with no contracts, no added phone taxes, and no hidden fees. Plus, if you're stuck in a contract, Spectrum Business will buy you out. Call 855-397-5151 now. Restrictions apply. Call for details.